AP correspondent Chili Adler tells us that immigration authorities say that an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala has died in government custody. This is the second immigrant child to die in detention this month.
A Guatemalan official says he was told by the father of an 8-year-old boy who died in U.S. custody that the two had been traveling from their home in the Central American country to Tennessee, adding that his son had been in, quote, perfect health. U.S. Customs and Border Protection say the boy died shortly after midnight on Christmas. That's after he was taken to a hospital in New Mexico, where he was diagnosed with a cold and a fever, treated, and released.
That's Shelley Adler reporting. A prominent Chinese human rights lawyer was set to go on trial Wednesday on charges of subverting state power. Wang Guansheng was among the hundreds of human rights activists and lawyers swept up in a massive government crackdown on dissent that began on July 9th of 2015. That has been dubbed the 709 crackdown. Wang is noted for defending members of the Falun Gong spiritual movement, which is banned by the ruling communist government. Dozens of police officers were deployed outside the courthouse in the northern city where Wang's hearing is taking place. Journalists and diplomats from the United States and other Western nations were told the hearing was closed to the public and denied entry into the courthouse. A supporter of Wang identified was seized by police and taken away after he openly protested Wang's arrest and detention. Islamic State is claiming a responsibility for a suicide bombing on the Libyan Foreign Ministry Tuesday, killing three people. An IS statement says the soldiers of the caliphate stormed the office of what it calls an apostate government. Security officials in Libya say Tuesday that the attack involved a suicide bomber and left plumes of smoke rising from the area. This is VOA News. Indonesian rescuers Tuesday used drones and sniffer dogs to search for survivors along the devastated west coast of Java, hit by a tsunami that killed at least 429 people. Thick ash clouds continued to spew from a volcanic island where a crater collapsed at high tide on Saturday, which sent waves smashing into coastal areas on both sides of the Sunda Strait between the islands of Sumatra and Java. Laura Engo Fontaine is a spokesperson with the International Foundation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society. She says relief efforts are multifaceted.
Providing life-saving support to first aid, providing shelter to tarpaulins, blankets, critical supplies such as clean water. Clean water is very important in the aftermath of a tsunami like this.
At least 154 people are still missing. More than 1,400 people were injured, and thousands of residents had to move to higher ground with the high tide warning extended into Wednesday. The partial government shutdown has moved to no closer to a resolution, with U.S. President Trump asserting on Tuesday the shutdown will continue until his demand for funds to construct a U.S.-Mexico border wall are met. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Asked when the partial government shutdown might end, the president told reporters he can't say.
I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want.
Digging in on his insistence that Democrats provide money to build the barrier, which they've refused. The shutdown's affecting some 800,000 federal workers, many of whom are being forced to work without pay for now. The president says they understand what's happening.
Many of those workers have said to me and communicated, stay out until you get the funding for the wall.
Without providing any examples. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At least three people were killed, 12 others wounded in a car bombing in northern Iraq city of Tal Afar. That attack on the former stronghold of Islamic State was claimed by the terrorist group on its news agency. The city, about 70 kilometers from Mosul, was seized by IS forces in 2014. The attack was the first there since it was recaptured by Iraqi forces last year. Warplanes flying over Lebanon fired missiles toward areas near the Syrian capital late Tuesday, and some of the missiles were shot down by air defense units. There was no immediate word of casualties. And while Syrian television didn't identify the planes, Lebanon says the state-run national news agency reported Israeli warplanes were flying at low altitude. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.